Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith.
Rebecca Blacksmith.
Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now.
Right now, right now.
I'm your host, Dr. Blacksmith, here in the Leaders Portfolio Studio. I want to thank these supporters of leadership: Data School Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, their development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. Trying to reach the business community directly, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. Now we're in studio with Willem Polak, the owner and CEO of Potomac Riverboat Company. Welcome, Willem.
Thank you. Glad to be here. It's Potomac.
But you know what? You know your business better than me.
It's all right.
Willem received the Washingtonian of the Year Award a few years back, and the Potomac Riverboat Company is based in Alexandria, Virginia, and operates water taxis between Georgetown, Mount Vernon, and other locations. Why don't you give us a snapshot of what you do in the water transportation business?
Well, we have the pleasure of running currently people to the baseball stadium from Alexandria. It's about a 35-minute trip. We carried about 130,000 people between Alexandria and National Harbor Gaylord on the Maryland side. And we carry about 80,000 people between Alexandria and Georgetown. So you see we're able to move a lot of people along the Potomac River without cars and buses, which is a great way for people to visit our historic sites.
And this company has been operating since 1983, founded in 1974 by yourself.
Correct.
So why did you say, hey, I want to get into this water transportation business?
Well, I think being a Dutchman by birth, getting into water transportation was a normal sort of enhancement of the business. And as these places on the river started to come alive, like National Harbor and Gaylord, going across the bridges and using the highways was arduous, particularly at rush hour. And it is a short 15-minute ride by boat, so better than an hour by car. And it was pretty clear that that was the way to go. And it's proved successful since day one.
Was it were there any rocky waters at any point in running this business?
Well, it's always hard to get banks to believe in visions, particularly something new like water transportation. And thanks to SBA 504 loans, which we are a big proponent of, we were able to get a local bank to help us, and we've done three of those so far. So. That was, I think, the hardest part, is to find financing for these boat ventures.
Now, this was a new concept, or were there other people who had done this back in 1974?
Well, water transportation throughout the country is a fairly new concept, particularly on the East Coast. I think in Seattle, it's a way of life. In California, it's a way of life, and some places like that. I think on the East Coast, in New York, they started the ferries that you see in New York, been ongoing. The Potomac River is a smaller river. It's, the commuting traffic is a little different. But until they started building on the waterfront and developing the waterfronts, which they hadn't done, really maybe wasn't that call, if you like, to start looking at the river as a way of a transportation vehicle.
And you, one of the things that's interesting about your business model, I noticed, is that you monetize your revenue about as vast a way as possible, from what I could see. Everything from, like, dogs on boats to DJ cruises for students with pizza, with a menu, without a menu, with a DJ, without a DJ, rehearsal dinners, private cruises, corporate fireworks shows. And I thought that's interesting because someone else may not have tried to monetize it that many different ways. Was that instinct or kind of just learning over time?
Well, probably learning over time is the right answer. But, you know, Alexandria, for instance, is a very animal-friendly city. You go into banks, there are baskets with dog biscuits. And so they're dog-friendly. People eat in restaurants, and the dogs can sit at the tables outside. So we had lots of requests by people that say, geez, we'd love to be able to take our boat on a dog on a boat.
Yeah.
And so that's how we came up with, well, let's try it. And now we have kennels coming to us with 30 or 40 dogs and people to go on these 40-minute trips. So it just happened, if you like, you know?
Yep. And so you've done five different businesses, from conception to operational. Now, have all of them worked?
Well, I think the first one, which was a boat business, didn't work, but it proved the point that it should work. And it didn't work because I wasn't smart enough and I didn't know enough about boats, if you want, the commercial, the physical being of the boats. And I had a captain's license, but I really wasn't attuned to engine repair and things like that. And I was depending on other people to help me. And those people wouldn't put in the time or effort. So the physical vehicle for us actually failed. The concept and the business was there. So it took a while to learn that trade and to understand, you know, that you got to clean the toilets and how they work and all the plumbing that goes with them. And once got that under control, I think we were able to move forward. And now we're, you know, we have 9 boats and we're looking at building some more equipment.
Have you had to learn every job function for operating your business at some time?
I think the answer is yes, except that I try and take the high technical stuff and give it to other people that are much smarter than me on that.
And you you now are kind of more in an operational phase where we have great people who are running things for you?
Correct. We have a great team. And some of my employees have been with me for 20 years plus, which is just marvelous.
Oh, wow. That's excellent. Now, are you also a boater yourself? Do you have a sailboat or a yacht?
I have a small boat, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you really do love the water. You know, you don't just sell it.
I'm like a fisherman. This is where I make my living. And so you really love the water, and you got to keep it clean and be environmentally friendly and so forth and so on. But we are fishermen, really. This is how we make our living.
Excellent. We're in studio here with Willem Pollack, the owner and CEO of Potomac Riverboat Company. Got it right that time. Potomac Riverboat Company. And founded in 1974 and still running today. Now, you also, you know, you can tell you're a business owner over and over again because you can see how you even have done it within your nonprofit work. And there's a story where you were you became the chairman of the Friends of Fort DuPont Ice Arena. The ice arena at the time was bleeding money, a couple $100,000 a year it was losing. And you came in and said, no, I think I can turn this around. And so you started as a nonprofit. You raised $5 million in contributions to acquire and renovate the rink. And in fact, while we were sitting in the grain room, you got another donation while you were sitting there. So you turned it into the Kids on Ice program, which receives more than 10,000 youths annually, and you also host the Special Olympics there.
Correct.
And so talk about the challenges. You know, you believed you could turn it around. Obviously, probably others didn't, and so you had to commit people to your vision first.
Well, this was a Park Service-owned facility that was leased out to a private concessionaire, and as you mentioned, they were losing about $250,000 a year, and it was open for 4 or 5 months for sort of public skating and that type of thing. And the Park Service said, listen, we want to shut this down because we're losing money and make it into a basketball court. Well, Washington, D.C. has tons of basketball courts. This would be an indoor court, but they had that. And my son, at that point, had just started on a hockey team. And I had been a concessionaire at the Park Service, and because I was in the boat business, I understood generators and that type of thing. So I approached the Park Service and said, look, would let me put a group together. And we'd like to take this on. It was the Friends of Fort DuPont Ice Arena, Inc. And they said, okay. And so they awarded us a 35-year contract for $1 a year. And then we went out and cleaned it up and begged Nike to give us skates. Nike gave us 450 pairs of skates. So we had skates to give to kids. That was unbelievable. Clark Construction in Washington, D.C. came in. Part of that $5 million came in and helped physically build the rink back up because it was in deplorable state. On and on and on. And we started in 1996 with 12 kids that I had to beg to come into our Kids on Ice program. And now we have over 10,000 and our classes are sold out. And we're looking at building 2 more rinks now in the parking lot and tearing this old one down, which was built in 1976. So it's antique. And so we can then have perhaps 20,000 kids in this program in the next few years.
And one of the unique challenges you had, you know, with this business was some of the things you experienced weren't something you experienced with Potomac Riverboat Company, which was shells in the parking lot.
That's right. It's in a tough area in the city called Marshall Heights. And when we took it over in the morning, sometimes you would find gun shells and lots of crime and cars being stolen and things like that. But we hired people from the community. We hired 13 people from the community to help work in the rink. And the word got out, hey, these are good people. This is a project that is trying to help our neighborhood. And we got support from the ANCs and a variety of community groups came forward and helped clean the rink, come in the spring and summer and help spruce up the grounds and things like that. So it's been a community effort as well as the board, and it's a great board that puts out.
And now you want to work on another project, a closed marina?
Well, on the Anacostia, there was a marina that has been closed for 4 or 5 years that we think has real potential to be resurrected. The closest commercial marina is over 100 miles away, and Washington, D.C. has 5,000-6,000 boats, recreational boats, and then a lot of commercial boats like ours that need to be hauled and fixed and repaired. And so we wanted to take over this marina and then turn it into a nonprofit, so we could teach kids, again, boat building skills, machinery, engine repair, and so forth. So make it another community fixture, very much like Fort Dupont is.
Excellent. So this is your new business model idea.
Here we go. Yeah.
and so are you constantly in your mind building things, like you're on to the next 10 business ideas, or are you tweaking existing or both?
I think we're trying to get smarter at what we do. And be leaner and look at budgets and look what's happening around us. I think our philosophy is to give back to the community. And to be able to give back to the community, you've got to take care of your backside if you want. You've got to take care of your business. We give away about 60,000 free tickets on our boats annually to school groups and others. And we couldn't afford to do that if we didn't protect our backside, if you like.
Yep.
So we're happy to give back. And we need to be part and... Charlotte Hall, my staff, is constantly sitting on civic community meetings, that type of thing, and we all participate in our community. So that's probably the most important thing.
So we've talked about all this success. What has one aspect of one of these companies or nonprofits that you've had a struggle with, failure in?
Well, I think the nonprofit is one of the hardest because you constantly have your hand out, particularly the state and federal governments or in the District of Columbia government, looking for dollars so you can keep these kids on the ice. Because we're teaching them life skills, not teaching them skating. If they fall down, we teach them how to get up, and it's getting up for life. So that's probably the hardest thing, is to learn to be able to do that ask and find somebody who will be responsive.
Excellent. Well, thanks for being with us.
Great
Willem
pleasure.
Pollack, owner and CEO of Potomac Riverboat Company, Leaders Portfolio.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests, with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L Architects.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.